This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The number of new COVID-19 cases is ticking up again in New Mexico as the death toll reached another milestone today. State health officials reported that four more people have succumbed to the virus, pushing the total to 4,001 since the pandemic began last year. While the death rate has declined dramatically since peaking in December, Health Secretary Dr. Tracy Collins continued her push for people to adhere to the state's public health order and to get vaccinated, saying doing so will lessen the chances of severe illness or death. She also said the latest figures underscore the need for caution in the weeks and months ahead. With 1,550 cases being confirmed over the past week, the seven-day average for new daily cases remains above the state's target. As for vaccinations, state data shows more than 37% of residents 16 and older are fully vaccinated. The head of New Mexico's labor agency says he's stepping down. Bill McCamley's last day as secretary of the Department of Workforce Solutions is today. McCamley told employees this week that he's proud of their work and that their efforts amid the pandemic have been nothing short of heroic. The agency has been grappling over the past year with record jobless claims resulting from the pandemic's economic tolls. McCamley did not immediately respond to messages seeking comment about his departure. A former state lawmaker from Las Cruces, McCamley had focused on curbing wage theft and boosting workforce training initiatives. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's office said Ricky Serna, who previously served as deputy secretary at the Department of Workforce Solutions, will serve as acting secretary pending the search for a full-time replacement. New Mexico has paid out more than $3.5 billion to displaced workers over the past year. Its unemployment fund was drained by September due to the high number of jobless claims, forcing the state to borrow around $234 million from the federal government so it could continue funding various unemployment programs. A high school in New Mexico returned to remote learning today as the school district investigates an off-campus secret prom. Officials said the event in Las Cruces violated state mandates intended to curb the spread of coronavirus. A school district statement says a complaint submitted to the governor's office said hundreds of Mayfield High School students may have attended the unsanctioned prom held April 10th. A school district spokeswoman told the Las Cruces Sun News that students who attended could face repercussions ranging from academic suspensions to being barred from attending school events such as graduation. The district said Mayfield would be on remote learning through April 26th. Paleontologists say they have given a more formal name to the ancient shark fossil dubbed Godzilla shark after it was discovered in New Mexico in 2013. Researchers say in a recently published paper, the Hoffman's dragon shark was a distinct species that prowled the shores of eastern New Mexico 300 million years ago when much of North America was covered by a sea. Discoverer John Paul Hodnett says the name of the newly identified species honors the Hoffman family, which granted him and other paleontologists permission to dig on their land in the Manzano Mountains east of Albuquerque. This week, Hodnett and a slew of other researchers published their findings in a bulletin of the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science, identifying the shark as a separate species. The name also harkens to the dragon-like jawline and 2.5-foot fin spines that inspired the discovery's initial nickname, Godzilla Shark. Hodnett is now the paleontologist and program coordinator for the Maryland National Capital Parks and Planning Commission's Dinosaur Park in Laurel, Maryland. His fellow researchers come from the New Mexico Museum as well as St. Joseph's University in Pennsylvania, Northern Arizona University, and Idaho State University. The recovered fossil skeleton is considered the most complete of its evolutionary branch. The split from modern sharks and rays around 390 million years ago and went extinct around 60 million years later. Back then, eastern New Mexico was covered by a seaway that extended deep into North America. The Republican nominee for a vacant congressional seat in New Mexico is bringing an unusual perspective to the national discourse over pandemic restrictions and federal relief. Mark Morris is a state senator from Albuquerque and the co-owner with his wife of a Roswell-based medical testing business that has been on the front lines tracing the spread of the coronavirus. The business recently received nearly $850,000 in federal aid to avoid layoffs. Morris is criticizing the state's gradual approach to reopening the economy and says that businesses don't want handouts. He said it's still unclear whether pathology consultants will repay the federal loan. Those loans can be forgiven when spending is focused primarily on payroll, while including a variety of expenses linked to the pandemic. This is KUNM.